listener production. A pinch and a punch for the first of the month.
How old are you, like 10?
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Well, Alex Dyson spewing that I didn't get the invite over the weekend. Did you get the invite?
Oh, mate, I was at the bottom of the invite list, unfortunately, for what seemed like the wedding of the century. Breakfast radio host Kyle Sandilands inviting everyone from PMs to drug smugglers to the nuptials.
God, I mean, a lot of people there. Guy Sebastian was there as well. Carl Stefanovic. I mean, this is a lot
Guy
of
Sebastian
big hitters.
Wasn't a drug smuggler, though.
No.
He's
no,
a friend
but
of the show.
I mean, notorious nightclub owners, etc. It was a who's who. But yeah, no, your boys, Alex Dyson, weren't even invited to clean up the empties after the after the ceremony.
I would have thought. I mean, DJing a few weddings of friends recently. I could have got on the decks for sure.
Ah, well, next time. Certainly didn't ask me to MC it. But what can you do? Hey, guess what we've got today?
Well, you've been talking about the banking crisis that's been happening in the Netherlands.
Well, you could call it that. Yes, certainly someone has been
making a few deposits,
getting around, and opening up a few accounts.
Yep.
And so we'll be chatting about that. And also,
it's always good to protect your nest egg. That's what I always say.
It's also a day where we learn something about producer Bron, which shocked me, and I dare say it may shock you. But so at the end of this episode, okay, we're going to go to Clickfish, and it's going to sound like it's wrapping up. But it's not wrapping up because we uncover something that needs a lot of unwrapping.
Things are only just beginning because we do have a live birthday spectacular this Wednesday at Comedy Republic. It's going to be a great old time, so let's jump into it, shall we, Matt? This is Matt and Alex.
Yeah, let's go.
All Day Breakfast.
Everyone ready?
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Matt and Alex, All Day Breakfast.
Do you think you'll have kids, Alex Dyson?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know. I was talking to a friend about IVF the other day. Not for me, about for them. They're giving it a crack. Sounds painful and expensive.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? And there's so much just stress around every single cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time you do it, is this going to be the one? Thankfully, the technology is getting better and better, and it's possible. Although it's...
Do you know what else is painful and expensive? Actually having kids.
Oh, you don't got to tell me. But you know what I'm thinking about, right? Because this comes out of a story recently that... Oh, I'll ask you a better question. Would you ever...
There is no better question, as we know. The frequency at which this question is asked is evidence that there's no better question. But otherwise, you would have rephrased it every other time.
Would you ever donate your sperm to a clinic?
Would I donate my sperm? Well,
let's imagine.
No.
Okay, so you're getting
no.
on.
No, you no, wouldn't? No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Because you want something of this quality, you're going to have to pay for it, mate. Ain't no donations here, mate. You are paying through the nostrils.
It's an interesting market at the moment, you know. You've got apps like Adam, in which couples can find a sperm donor via an app, much like
Adam.
Tinder. Adam, yes.
You're swiping left and right on biological material.
Yes. To assist you finding a donor.
Damn.
And you're kind of just seeing what the...
Did they call it Adam because of Adam and Eve?
I reckon they did. But it's two Ds.
We could have thought of a better name for an app, a sperm donor app, surely.
Go on.
What about Jizzer?
No, that is so immature, Alex Dyson.
What about... Like
wanker. Sorry, this is silly.
Yeah, the journey to parenthood, to absolute numpties, throwing things out there. Swimmer. What about that? That's not as rude.
Yeah, that is. That is nice. I mean, I've thought about donating. Thought about it beforehand.
Yeah.
Like, I wondered if I hadn't met a partner, and you know, had a kid, would I do it? I certainly would have considered donating to friends, people I knew. trust.
Yeah, well, I was talking to someone who is friends with a same-sex couple who need some male material and potentially reckons that could be in line.
Yeah, so I thought about it, but then, the interesting thing I'm finding about the technology surrounding IVF, sperm donation, etc., is that back in the day, situations like a news story, which I'm about to tell you about, couldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But now they can. And I want to know, is this a good thing or a bad thing? So,
all right, well, I'll be able to tell you officially.
So this comes as a news story where a Dutch court has ordered a Dutch gentleman who's 41 years old to stop donating sperm. The court has ordered the man to stop donating sperm. And if he does so, he could be fined $110,000 per infraction. Whoa. And this is because...
What? Infraction meaning?
Per. Per swim meet. So this is because this particular gentleman is believed to have fathered between 500 and 600 children around the world.
Think I'll ever have kids. I don't think I'll have 500 kids.
Now, this comes to light after in 2017. Okay, this is reported by CNN.
Oh, it comes to light, all right. Oh, yes, it does.
He was banned from donating to Dutch places because he'd already fathered 100 children there. And you're only allowed to...
So he started doing the tour, the world tour. Yeah.
So you're only in the Netherlands, you're only allowed to donate to 25 children. Like you're only allowed to have 25 children through your donations or donate to 12 different mothers. And it was determined that he'd had more than 100 children. And so they were like, no, this has to stop.
Is he genetically just like a specimen? Like his genetic resume is just such that these people are doing that? Or are they picking this guy randomly?
I think he's just the one donating it and that they're just getting what's being donated. That's well, here's the thing. The people who are suing him or the people who are trying the getting the infringement to stop are some of the mothers who have become pregnant with his sperm because there is a very genuine and real life concern and anxiety experienced by these family members that they're not going to be able to form romantic relationships in fears of accidental incest and inbreeding.
Yep. Don't want that. Well, what about,
no.
Well, have you seen that documentary on Netflix? I forget the name of it.
I have seen one where some guy goes around lots.
Well, it's the doctor who's meant to be doing the process.
Oh, yeah.
Says, all right, here's your, thank you, madam. Your husband's sperm has been, do this. You're having a baby.
Nah, the doctor was subbing it out for his own.
Honestly.
I think it was the old ancestry.
Yeah. So this Dutch guy who's a musician, right, 41 years old, he started doing it in other places around the world, Ukraine, Danish sperm banks. I believe he lives in Kenya now.
Sorry, just Danish sperm bank just sounded like the name of his band. Does that sound like a post-punk metal band from Europe, Western Europe?
But here's the thing. Back in the day, right, this couldn't have been possible because a guy like this, there's no way that a guy like this.
What, you say a 41-year-old musician? Is that what you mean?
Well, no, I mean, maybe, but look, just some rando would be having 500 to 600 children. Like, the thing is, he's like...
What are you trying to say, Matt? What are you trying to say?
I just don't think that he is good enough to warrant having 500 to 600 children. Like, back in the day, in order to have 500 to 600 children, he would have had to have been so genetically incredible.
Just some absolute...
Like Adonis, he would have had to have been beautiful, extraordinarily charismatic. Like,
musicians can be quite popular. Is he in a famous band?
No.
Well, now I know why he's doing it. He needs a bloody crowd for his gigs. Sick of playing to five or six people. or rent a crowd.
Well, he's gone the long way around, but I guess it'll pay off. It's going to be a hell of a reunion tour in about 20 years' time.
Well, let's just hope that, unlike Johnny Farnham, that him donating is the last time.
Order up! Just how you like it.
Perfect.
Click, click, click.
Click, click, click.
Clickfish.
Clickfish.
With producer Bron.
Well, if it isn't producer Pods on Tour Bron, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Producer Bron, I'll tell you what, she produced a few oysters the other day on the Goldie when Alex Dyson and Bron Doizak took all day breakfast on tour. How about that, Bron?
72 oysters were ordered, yes.
What?
For four people.
70? Did you get four dozen? No, that's more than that.
I don't.
What happened?
We got five. No, that's six dozen. Six dozen oysters, yeah, for four people.
Sorry, how did that happen?
Well, it was happy hour for oysters.
I don't know much about what happened.
How? Sorry, Bron, let's just backtrack for a second.
Cut the music!
What was the happy hour exactly?
I don't.
Half price oysters.
Yeah, they were cheap for 2 hours.
Okay, half price oysters.
And some drinks.
Sparkling or whatever. Mm-hmm. So the oysters, which would, I'm guessing they would have been about $24 for a dozen.
They weren't, they were, from memory, they were nice.
Oh, yeah, they're
I was Googling at 2 a.m. in the morning how many oysters is too many for one person.
Oh, my God, Bron.
What was the answer?
They didn't recommend more than 12, I'll tell you that much.
So you spent about $60 or $70 on oysters.
Thereabouts.
No.
I don't know.
No, 72 oysters. I think it was $3 an oyster. So probably about $220
Sorry.
Bucks on oysters.
But are you, Bron, do you?
I do not earn enough to be ordering that many oysters, if that's what you're asking.
Well, you can, Bron, if we get much more listeners due to this incredible segment we'd like to do called Clickfish. So let's have it. What have you been clicking on outside of the pearls amongst our food the other day?
This is from the Daily Star UK. Headline: Dildo iceberg, dubbed Dickieberg, is melting and may go limp at any time.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. So, wait, I've not heard of this iceberg before. Is it a particularly famous iceberg?
No. So, it was spotted off the coast of, if you can believe it, Dildo, Canada, which is the real name of a town. There's a floating penis-shaped iceberg. So it has somewhat melted now. People have reported on Facebook that the tip has fallen off. There are some images from a guy called Ken Preddy. He's from Dildo in Canada. And yeah.
Wait, he's from what?
The town of Dildo in Canada.
Is this where this happened?
Yeah.
No.
I'm being serious.
And I got to tell you, it does look a lot like someone's bits.
It's very phallic shaped.
Yeah. It's even got like the scrotum. Do you know what I mean? Like even like there's that bit. Yeah. It looks like a head, everything. This is okay. This is interesting.
Mm.
But it's
so
it's,
when you say something's just the tip of the iceberg, in this instance, it's literally just the tip.
Yes. Sadly, tip is now no longer there, but yes, just the tip.
All right. And now it's what? It's melting.
Yep, it's melting. They are calling it Dickieberg, but yes, it's unfortunately, climate change has taken yet another.
Oh my God, another victim of this unending.
I mean, at least this wasn't the one that sunk the Titanic. That would be embarrassing. That would be super embarrassing.
Oh dear.
Especially if it penetrated the poop deck. Now, Bron, what's the other...
No, just one article today.
Oh, that's it.
I thought I'd leave you with that one.
Well, thank you very much, Bron.
Thank you.
Well, unlike a penis-shaped iceberg, you certainly haven't let us down. So thank you, and we will see you again soon. Oh, at the birthday party. Because guess what, actually, Bron?
Yes.
I reckon if my predictions are correct, I get the feeling that Clickfish is going to win our most favoured segment by all the listeners, you listening. And that means that you'll have to do a live one at our birthday.
No, that doesn't mean that.
If it wins, it does. That was the plan, to do the winning segment at the live show this Wednesday.
If Horoscopes wins, does that mean you guys will do a Horoscopes?
Yeah, of course.
Whatever wins, we'll do it.
This was in the meeting the other day.
I didn't expect Clickfish to be in the final.
Oh, well, well, well.
Goodness. Well.
Yep.
Just so you know, you could be seeing Bron do Clickfish live.
Very reluctantly.
First vote for Clickfish in our segment showdown, which is happening on our matt.and.alex Instagram. But come along. We've got some good fun friends popping by to say hello as well. And last I heard from the Comedy Republic ticketing crew, we are very close to selling out. So if you haven't got your ticket yet, please jump on it. comedyrepublic.com.au, or if you want to get a streaming ticket, if you want to stay on the couch, you can grab some of those as well.
Yeah, come check out Clickfish in person, where Bron will no doubt say a headline such as, "Podcast producer reaps what she sows." We will see you there. Until then, bye-bye.
There's no way I'm talking on stage.
Absolutely, no, yes, you are.
I'm not going to do it. You can't force me, and I'm not going to do it.
We're not going to force you. It's what the audience will expect. That was the rule.
I don't want to do it.
So's Bron.
I'm not going to do it.
No, yeah, come on.
No.
The audience will want it.
Nah, they'll vote for Horoscopes anyway. I put Clickfish against Plank Calls because I wanted Clickfish to lose this. And I thought Plank Calls was going to win.
Bron, I'm telling you, there is no doubt that Clickfish is going to win. Like, I'm so sure of it.
What are you most unsure about doing Clickfish live, Bron?
I've never publicly spoken.
Really?
Not even at school?
No, I always got out of it.
When do we find out what wins?
On the night.
Yeah, we find out on the night.
Okay.
So I can't prep for it.
Of course you can. What, you prep? It's exactly the same as you do here.
I'm not doing
but
it.
There.
I'm actually
We're
not
doing,
doing
come
it.
Come on,
I'm
going to
call Sam and say I'm not doing it. He can fire me.
Are you going to talk about this?
It was your idea to do the showdown, and I'm pretty sure it was your idea that whatever wins, we would do at the live show because it's our third birthday and that. So I don't know how you could say that and then try and get out of it.
I'm not doing it.
I don't understand what's happening here. You
I'm not doing
said...
it. I'm actually getting so hot already. No, I can't do it.
It's fine.
So, Bron, wait.
So you're
Bron, okay.
You're stressing. What?
We need to talk about this.
My heart rate is high now just thinking about it.
But it's because the listeners love you and the segment.
No. I'll do it privately in the other room.
Oh, my God.
Not look at anyone.
Be the biggest fizzer of all time. Everyone's in the audience going, Bron doing it live from the green room.
Wait,
as
so
she refuses
Bron,
to
Bron,
be seen.
Just wait a second. Can we break this down, please, just for a second?
Okay. I'm scared.
What is so scary for you?
I don't like public speaking.
And is this something that has always existed?
Yes.
So
when's
you've...
the first time it happened, like you realised I don't like doing this?
I don't probably when we had to do like a oral presentation at school or something.
Do you have any particular talking memory that you go like you shudder to think?
Just any time I would always my voice would shake. I couldn't do it. If we were in a group project at uni, I'm not doing it.
Do we need to get some sort of fear specialist on board to help you with this?
We need you to do it, Bron, because Matt got over his fear of jellyfish and sea creatures in the first couple of weeks when he started at Triple J because I poured a jelly marinara on his face. Immersion therapy works, Bron.
We're going to get everyone to G you up.
No.
How about this, Bron? Because you being in the other room is...
Horoscopes could win. Horoscopes could win.
Okay, it could win.
But how about this? We will get you there, instead of having you in the green room, because that's a bit lame, we'll have you on stage, but we'll just get the entire audience to turn their backs. Would that be okay?
Will they pull their pants down also?
Would that help or hinder?
I don't know. Okay. Maybe if everyone promised to shut their eyes or something.
Okay, we'll do that. God, everyone can promise to shut their eyes. Because then it'd be just like a normal podcast, won't it?
That's what I mean. Podcast, that talking on mic doesn't scare me because no one's here. I can't see the thousands of people that listen.
What about, trying to get 140 people to close their eyes might be tough. How about you shut your eyes?
I could turn around.
Okay, wait. Okay. So you're planning on presenting a segment with your back to the audience. I've only been doing this performance thing for 20 years, but I can pretty safely say the back to the audience vibe is it's kind of the first thing you learn not to do.
Yeah.
So
at all times, 45 degrees to the audience at all times.
But look, I'm open to whatever makes you feel comfortable, okay? There's no right or wrong.
What makes me feel comfortable is not doing it. Just let me do that.
Well, if you want to help Bron with that, I mean help in inverted commas, then you don't have to vote for Clickfish. You can vote for
please,
a different segment.
Vote for horoscopes, please.
But if you would like to help in a different way, the immersion way, then do vote for Clickfish.
I'm going to get Marker to cut it from here.
No!
Is there a time, Bron, like a particular presentation? There'd have to be a moment because I remember when I get a bit nervous DJing sometimes with the mixes and that stuff. And I think I remember my first gig, like I'm playing different songs because I didn't really know what people like, what's the best way to do it and whether to pitch it, you know, rave and, you know, insane or sort of a bit more Triple J hits, pop hits kind of thing. And I remember putting The Weeknd's Can't Feel My Face had just come out. It was very popular. And I was the guy at the very front, right near the decks. He's chatting to his mate. And he just goes, oh, shit. And I'm like, oh, no.
This DJing thing
is tough. But I got over it by continuing to do it anymore. And it gets easier and easier.
I'm certainly not doing it once, let alone more than once. So no, there's no way.
We want to support you to face your fears.
Support me in not doing it.
But we think you're so good, Bron, and everyone thinks that you're so good. That's why
everyone
Clickfish
loves the segment.
Absolutely blitzing the field in the segment showdown.
No, my heart is pounding. We need to wrap this up.
Okay, fine.
Can we get you presenting it in like waders and a fishing cap with a rod? And like you pull up a headline on a fishing rod?
Okay, no. What if someone else faces their fear, okay?
Alongside you. Mm. Like if someone's got a fear of public nudity, they could just stand nude next to you while you do Clickfish.
All right, look, let's figure out how to best get over this hurdle, okay?
Yeah.
But I need you to know, Bron, that we're excited for you. We're excited for this next stage in your career and in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And in challenging yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very excited by how much the fans will love seeing this take place IRL. So thank you, Bron. Thank you for being this brave. And we'll do everything we can, along with the crowd. I'm sure the crowd will agree, to support you in any way, shape, or form to get you over this hurdle.
F*** you guys. I swear to God. No way.
Okay.
Noted. Well, you certainly enunciated that and spoke that very, very nicely. Great mic technique. I think you got this public speaking thing down, Bron. That was full of confidence and vigor.
All right. Well, to be continued, this is Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
That's it. The All Day Breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.